wrestling has been tossed out of the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee has ruled that wrestling will be cut from the Games in 2020. The wrestling world is shocked. Ivan Ivanov is a Bulgarian-born wrestler who won fifth place in the Greco-Roman wrestling in the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. In 2008, he helped to coach American bronze medalist Adam Wheeler.
Well, everybody's shocked. Everybody's talking about this. I don't think this is fair to the wrestling community. Wrestling is one of the oldest sports.
Do you think kids will be less interested in going into wrestling knowing if they know that it's not an Olympic sport?
Absolutely. The kids come here and say, hey, coach, I want to make it to the Olympics. Nobody comes and say, hey, coach, I want you to coach me so I can make the world team. No, the first thing they say is, coach, I'm here because I want to go to the Olympics someday.
Here's what happened to wrestling. The executive board of the International Olympic Committee reviewed the 26 sports on the summer program in order to remove one of them so they could add one later this year. According to IOC documents obtained by the Associated Press, wrestling ranked low in several criteria. Ron Judd is an Olympics junkie and a Seattle Times columnist who's covered the Olympics since 1997. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Now, wrestling can petition to get back into the Olympics. What are the chances?
Well, I think the chances, it's hard to say with the IOC because the way that this is a recommendation from the executive committee, and it'll have to be approved by the full body, but they are a very political unit, and when they make these decisions, even though they don't make sense sometimes, they very rarely will turn course right away because they don't want to embarrass people who made the decision. So I think the chances of it being overturned in the short term are probably pretty slim.
Now, what do you think are the real reasons that this committee is saying drop it now?
Honestly, I think it's probably politics. These people operate on relationships, and a lot of them are sort of European aristocratic people with nothing better to do than sit around and make these lists about what should go in and what category sports should be. And frankly, they like to have people who run the federations or the governing bodies for these sports come and suck up to them and, you know, assure them that they're on board with the Olympic movement. And there's a lot of talk. I've heard some talk already in the Olympic community that the Global Federation for Wrestling just hasn't done that. They haven't showed up and basically paid their dues and made sure that they're okay. They just sort of assumed, hey, we're a sport that goes back 3,000 years. The Olympics will not mess with us.
Yeah, it's not just as though the Olympics were on board with the modern Olympics. They've been around since the original Olympics. And are there any other sports that go back to ancient times that have been dropped?
Not really. I mean, this is one of the original core sports of the human race. I mean, you know, you look at a guy over and size him up and say, hey, can I put that guy on his back? You know, it doesn't get any more fundamental than that. And what the wrestler you just quoted said was completely true. A wrestling more so than any other sport. It's a sport done by hundreds of thousands of young kids in high schools because it doesn't require fancy facilities or fancy equipment. It's a very accessible sport for people. And the Olympics is the thing that drives that competition. I mean, a lot of kids like to do it just because it's fun, but really the Olympics is the goal for this sport, almost more so than any other sport I can think of.
Well, how do you think it will hit Olympics, hit wrestling, if it's not in the Olympics? Will schools just start to drop it? It's still a terrific sport.
No, I don't think schools will start to drop it, but I think it'll be a major blow to the sport, and it's unfortunate because it has just gotten to the point where girls in high school are starting to participate in great numbers in wrestling. It's turned into a very good female sport, and that, I think, is really going to be threatened because where you're going to see the impact is sort of at, you know, this is one of those sports that doesn't have a very effective sort of global competition outside the Olympics. So I think what you'll see is universities and other private training programs like the U.S. Olympic Committee, a huge part of their training facility that they operate in Colorado Springs is devoted to wrestlers. And down the road, you know, they'd have to take a very hard look at whether they're going to continue to devote their resources to that sport if it's not going to earn them any Olympic medals.
It's interesting to me, Ron, that you said it was politics that kind of led to this decision because the International Olympic Committee says that they've done all kinds of surveys and found that wrestling was not as popular with people. It didn't draw as many people in. What do you say to that?
Well, as a spectator sport, that might be true. But if they're going to argue the popularity question, are they really going to say that wrestling is less popular as an active participation sport than modern pentathlon, which is actually done by about 100 people in the whole entire world? That's one of the sports that survived in place of wrestling in this vote. And I happen to like that sport just because it's so goofy and different and novel, and I would hate to see it go away, but you can't justify keeping a dilettante sport like that and getting rid of wrestling, which is something that's done by young people, and the Olympics is supposedly about the youth of the world, right? All over the world. So I don't see any logic to it at all outside of political stuff.
You know, that Olympic wrestler you heard from just a little bit earlier, Ivan Ivanov, told me that there have been a lot of changes in the wrestling rules in recent years to try to jazz it up a little to make it more popular for viewers. But he said he thought it's done the opposite. It's kind of led to so much uncertainty that it hasn't really attracted more people. What about those rule changes? Have they done anything?
I think that's a valid point. And honestly, I don't think the average viewer of the sport is even aware of the rule changes. It's something that's not going to ever draw huge television ratings. Because, you know, it's fun to watch, but it's not one of those core sports that NBC is going to put on in their prime time at night. But, you know, that can't be a criteria for every Olympic sport. There are a lot of them that just don't translate well on TV. And, you know, the Olympic Committee knows that TV ratings isn't everything and spectator appeal isn't everything. And there's one of the great appeals of the Olympics, aside from amazing performances, is tradition. And this is one of those core traditional sports. It would be like taking cross-country skiing out of the Winter Games, you know, something that is fundamental to the ethic of the sport, and I think it's just really going to create a big backlash if they stick to this, honestly.
Hey, Ryan Judd, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Ryan Judd, Seattle Times columnist.